Jennifer, be quiet. What's that?
No!
You don't know? It's like a sun. In the light of the moon, a little egg laid on a leaf. There's the egg.
What is this?
That looks like the moon. I don't know. On Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and whoop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomachache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate the one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Yeah. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. Yeah. You see a butterfly like that around here? Who walks pit-a-pat down the garden? Who walks tiptoe along the wall? Who jumps down into the alley? Who goes scritch, scritch, scratch against the fence? Who walks tall tail between the bottles? Who should watch out around the corner? Cat. Watch out, cat. Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap around the corner? Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap around the corner between the bottles getting closer? Dog. quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip, snap down the alley? Getting closer, getting closer. Dog. Snip, snap, jump, cat. Jump, dog. Who falls back? Along the wall, who walks tiptoe. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe. Up the garden, who walks to the path. Through the back door, who comes back? Softly, safely, cat.
The end of the cat.
The dog from the end. This one to you? You know what the name of this is? Peter Pan. Peter Pan. Peter Pan is a boy who decided never to grow up. He lives far, far away in Neverland. Every night, Wendy would tell her brother stories about Peter Pan's marvelous adventures with pirates and Indians. Peter Pan himself would often hide just outside the nursery window with the pixie Tinkerbell and listen to the stories. On this particular night, Peter Pan overheard Wendy telling her brother some very unhappy news. I'm afraid there will be no more stories. Mother and father say that it's time I grew up. This will be my last night in the nursery. Peter couldn't let that happen. He burst into the room. Come on, Wendy. I'm going to take you with me to Neverland. You'll never have to go up there. Peter Pan, oh, I just knew you would come, John Michael. You are going to Neverland. But Peter, how will we get there? We'll fly, of course. All it took was a happy thought and a little pixie dust, and out the bedroom door window they flew. They dipped and soared through the night until at last they were flying over Neverland. Oh, Peter, it's just as I dreamed it would be. Look, Michael, there's Mermaid Logan. Oh, Logan. This is terrible. Mermaid Lagoon in the Indian camp. And John, this Captain Hook's private ship. John could hardly wait to cross swords with real pirates. What an exciting place. Neverland promised to be lots of fun for them all. Peter Pan took everyone to his secret hideout underneath the big hollow tree.